007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander in Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we are starting today with a tale of, well, Dingle and Middle-earth, you could say.
I like this. This is great. They're running a raffle, I suppose, to raise some funds. And they're giving away...
This is the Dingle Film Festival.
The Dingle Film Festival. And they're giving away a bottle of Hobbit wine.
Real deal Hobbit wine.
It's real deal. Well, let me tell you about it, because it's not just a bottle of wine.
with a little label on it.
With a little label. Aidan Turner, who, of course, is in the movies, has donated the special bottle to the Dingle International Film Festival. The festival are going to have a raffle online to raise funds for their 9th festival, which takes place from March 12th to March 15th. The bottle was given to him by Peter Jackson. There's only 13 of them.
Wow.
Of course, they were given to each dwarf. So it's quite a prize to get. And I believe they haven't given away any props or anything like that from the movie.
Right.
So you can't get anything like that. He's also going to give you a signed card and stuff like that as well for it. So what a chance to get something
it's really great, isn't it?
Yeah. So you can go to their website, dinglefilmfestival.com, to learn more about this unique prize. And I suppose because there's enough fans around the world, I hope a lot will enter and it'll raise some money for them.
But it's probably one of those bottles that'll become quite a vintage bottle. I don't think it'll ever be opened, really.
No, I don't think so.
It'll look well on the wine
unless you go
in
to
wine
Middle
cellar.
Earth and have it. Yeah, but 13 bottles, that's quite a prize to get.
That's eBay. Exactly. Now, it has been a while since we have talked about 007, Mr. Bond. You have some latest news for us?
Yeah, we haven't chatted about him in a while, have we? They are about to start filming in December and they're putting all the package together. Of course, Daniel Craig is going to be in the lead role, thankfully. But the cinematographer, I know to a lot of people that wouldn't be a huge deal on movies, but Roger Deakins was behind Skyfall along with the director Sam Mendes. He had lit it and shot it, but he's not available for this one because he's going working with the Coen brothers.
And Sam would like to work with the same crew, I presume.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in terms of that look and keeping, if you have the same director, you want to keep a similar look as well. So that's probably a bit of a letdown for them, but they've got, I'm probably not pronounced this right, a Dutch-Swedish cinematographer, Hoyte van Hoytemen, is the new cinematographer, but he's done the likes of Let the Right One In, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, The Fighter, Her. So a lot of movies.
That's a good CV.
He has a brilliant CV. And the rumour is that they're going to shoot this one on film as opposed to digital, which is... Now, I thought Skyfall looked amazing.
It did.
It really did look great.
I liked it a lot.
And it was shot on, one of those digital cameras, but maybe they're going back to film because Star Wars is doing film as well.
Yeah,
so
listen, maybe they'll come to Ireland too.
It's retro time.
Okay. Some more Bond news in terms of a former Bond director.
Yeah, Martin Campbell, who had directed Casino Royale and other movies as well, like The Mask of Zorro, is in early talks to direct an espionage thriller called Hunter Killer. Based on George Wallace and Don Keith's novel Firing Point, the story follows a renegade Russian military leader who pushes the US to the brink of nuclear confrontation. Sounds like a good project. His last movie that he made was The Green Lantern, but he is one of those sort of all-out action directors.
Yes.
And when you've helmed something like Casino Royale, you're well able for that type of material.
Exactly. We'll keep an eye on that one. Some casting news for us?
Yes, Jack Huston, the people will know him from the likes of Boardwalk Empire. He has scored the title role in the upcoming Ben-Hur remake.
I forgot they were remaking Ben-Hur.
Yeah,
I'd completely forgotten.
MGM.
So this is the Charlton Heston main role.
Remake, yeah.
Okay.
And Morgan Freeman is cast as well in the movie. It's a surprise, isn't it? It's kind of one of those movies that you might have thought they'd leave alone, but I suppose they want to reignite it and go for it again. It's a big movie. Of course, we all remember the chariot race.
Yeah.
What will they do?
What'll
in
they do
modern
now?
Technology, you know?
Yeah.
But it's something so special about it, the way it was.
I know.
First
and
done.
There's lots of CGI and crowd scenes without real people. It's not as exciting, really, is it?
No, possibly not. Mm. But a new generation. I'd say there's an awful lot of people, probably even listening, that have not seen the original Ben-Hur. So
I suppose we'll just wait and see before we cast any judgment.
Exactly. Exactly. They're talking about, well, they haven't got a production start date yet, but they're talking about February 26th, 2016 for a release date. That's what they slot in before they even shoot a frame.
Okay, wait for that one. Okay. Yeah. Now, Harry Potter's Luna Lovegood, Ivana Lynch, is filming.
She is starring in Simon Fitzmaurice's debut feature, My Name is Emily. They had raised plenty of money on a crowdfunding site for this movie. Irish Film Board are involved as well. She's going to be joined by actor Michael Smiley as well to play her father in the movie. But this is the award-winning film director and writer and father of five, Simon Fitzmaurice, who was diagnosed with motor neuron disease in 2008, just after his second short film, The Sound of People, screened at the Sundance Film Festival. And although completely paralysed, he's typed the script for the film, as well as his best-selling book as well, It's Not Dark Yet, by using his eyes and its iris recognition software. So this film actually is the story between two teens. It's kind of a road movie, and on her 16th birthday, Emily escapes from her foster home, and with the help of Arden, the boy who loves her, she sets out to find her father, Robert, a visionary writer locked up in a psychiatric institution.
We wish them well with that
as they're filming at the moment.
Now, it has been a big week for Scotland, of course. We played the Braveheart score last Saturday. Chance to see it on the big screen?
Well, it's 20 years since they filmed it
Hard to believe, isn't it? It seems like only yesterday.
It does, yeah. And what a great movie as well. I remember going to the set of it in Trim in County Meath to see them. They set the castle on fire in one of the scenes.
I thought Mel Gibson did a brilliant job. I really
super.
Liked it.
I mean, it's very hard to obviously star in a movie and direct it as well. And what a
and do the Scottish
movie.
Accent very well.
And do the Scottish accent as well. But of course, it went on to win Academy Awards and that. And it's a great movie. I think I saw it about three times in the big screen when it came out. I loved
really
it.
Really good.
Really, really good. But you get a chance to see it on Tuesday, the 30th of September at 6:30 at the IFI, special screening. And they've got some talks surrounding it as well with military historians as well. But yeah, if you like Braveheart, go see it on the big screen.
It's a good one to see on the big screen, you're right. Okay, lots of festivals happening around the country at the moment.
Yeah, Kilrunnery, there's a festival going on at the moment. It's silent film, and they've got some great workshops as well, a Foley workshop, animation workshops and the likes as well. But check that out. That's going on at the moment in Kilrunnery. There's also a Indian Film Festival, the 5th Indian Film Festival of Ireland, which is taking place this weekend at the IFI, IndianFilmFestivalOfIreland.com for more information.
Very good.
There.
What trailer should we check out online, Gareth?
Well, I'm kind of laughing when I see these names, because I see the name of this movie is John Wick, and Keanu Reeves stars in it. And I always think those movies that, you want Jack Reacher, John Wick, Donovan on television, they'll never stand out quite well. But if you're a fan of Keanu Reeves, he's back on the big screen again. Check out this trailer.
We haven't seen him in a while.
No, we haven't. That's kind of just why I picked it out when I saw it there. I said, there's a man we haven't seen in a while.
And how's the trailer? How's it looking?
Well, it's an action film. It's full on. Actually, he plays a former hitman who's pursued by an old friend who is contracted to kill him. So John Wick is the name of the movie. Check out the trailer.
Quite a lot of new releases this weekend. The big one Irish-wise is Noble.
Noble, starring Deirdre O'Kane and directed by her husband as well. Sarah Green stars in this movie, and it is about Christina Noble, and a great person to focus on for a film. And it goes to the streets of Saigon and the likes as well. It's a powerful, powerful story.
It really is. It's such an extraordinary story. I've seen it, and well worth seeing, well worth checking out.
And supporting an Irish movie
absolutely.
As well. Absolutely. Filmmakers.
It's an extraordinary story and very well acted. And we've Liam Neeson back. I just sort of smile when I see Liam Neeson in these action movies on a poster. He's great at them, you know?
He's just not stopping, is he?
Found his niche, and it's great.
He's found it, and it is dry,
it's
doing
brilliant.
It. I mean, we're going to have Taken 12 shortly, haven't we?
I'll be there.
Dan Stevens stars in this one. A Walk Among Tombstones is the name of that movie. He plays a private investigator who's hired by a drug kingpin to find out who kidnapped and murdered his wife. And 20,000 Days on Earth, as well as a documentary about writer and musician Nick Cave. That's in cinemas as well. And Woody Allen is back with Magic in the Moonlight. It's a romantic comedy about an Englishman brought in to help unmask a possible swindle. You've got a good cast, Colin Firth and Emma Stone.
Yeah, I saw it during the week. It's very good. It's not a Blue Jasmine or a Vicky Cristina Barcelona. It's a little lighter. But look, Woody Allen is so prolific.
He just keeps making them.
It's very enjoyable. And we're going to take take a first listen to the soundtrack in just a few minutes here on Movies and Musicals. We also have the Riot Club.
In the Riot Club, about two first-year students at Oxford University joined the infamous Riot Club, where reputations can be made or destroyed over the course of a single weekend. Natalie Dormer stars in that one. Think Like a Man 2 stars Kevin Hart. That's also released. And Wish I Was Here, Zach Braff writes and directs, and it's a movie about a 35-year-old man who finds himself at a crossroads, which forces him to examine his life, his career and his family.
Okay, what TV movie are you recommending?
Well, shamefully, I have not seen this movie, so I'm recommending it to myself to actually watch it.
Which one?
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds. From.
Did you miss it?
Yes, I did.
It's worth seeing for Christoph Waltz alone.
And there you go. Yeah. And you know, Fassbender's in it as well, yes. And Brad Pitt. So I've not seen it.
Okay,
so
you can tell us what you think
next
week.
Because I'm going to watch it. It's on RT2 tonight at 9:30.
Very good. Enjoy. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.